This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 474 for Wednesday, July 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Wednesday, testing chart resistance. Canola up 2 to nearly $10, November up $9.40 at $796.50 per ton. The most active November contract did trade above $800 at one point today, with the next upside target at $820. Dryness concerns across the prairies, especially in Alberta and Saskatchewan, contributed to the gains, as yields are unlikely to live up to earlier expectations. However, a downturn in the Chicago soy complex did pressure values, as the U.S. market had a bearish reaction to the latest monthly supply-demand report. Soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans down 32 cents in the November contract at $13.27 per bushel. The market retreated from early gains, having a bearish reaction to updated supply-demand estimates. While accounting for the smaller acreage base in June's planted area report, the USDA left its yield estimate for soybeans unchanged at 52 bushels per acre. That'd be above last year's 49.5 bushels, despite poor condition ratings. Total U.S. soybean production was forecast at 4.3 billion bushels, down slightly from June, but above trade guesses and the year-ago level. Ending stocks also beat expectations at 255 million bushels for this year, and a new crop carryout at 300 million. But hot and dry longer-range forecasts are expected to cut into production, providing some support. Corn also pressured by higher-than-expected production estimates from the USDA. The September contract down 18 cents at 4.76 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields were lowered to 177.5 bushels per acre, but still above last year's level. Total U.S. corn production at 15.3 billion bushels compares with 13.7 billion last year. U.S. corn ending stocks were forecast at 1.4 billion bushels and 2.26 billion next year. Wheat lower across the board. The USDA raised its total wheat production estimate to 1.74 billion bushels from 1.67 in June. That'd be up by about 90 million on the year. Wheat ending stocks came in at the high end of trade expectations for both this year and next year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.